Cheers, everybody. We are back for another edition of Bourbon on a Budget. TJ Pittenger, Brendan Sinone, and Ben Cock. Guys, it's been
Cock.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
It's been. You guys ready, Freddie? Eddie?
Good start.
Brendan, Ben, how you guys doing?
You don't care.
Pretty good.
How we're doing.
Oh, maybe. I don't care.
Oh, okay.
You look good. You shaved.
You look good. I did shave for the new season.
I shaved too.
Oh, you did, yeah. That's good.
Playoff.
Ben's growing out that mustache.
Me too. Me too. Oh, God, I shaved. America.
I've seen porn stars with better mustaches than this. Men too. All right, let's jump into it.
I like it every now and then when TJ's funny. It catches me
doesn't,
off guard.
Doesn't happen often. That's why it catches you off guard.
Yeah. So. Once a quarter. It's quarterly.
What are we reviewing tonight, guys? Sweeten's Cove.
Sweeten's Cove, oh, Tennessee.
It's my guy.
I've been saying Sweetness.
No. Sweeten's Cove.
Sweetness. N-E-S-S. Don't you write for a living?
Yeah, I don't read for a living, TJ.
Clearly. Sweeten's Cove, Tennessee, and Kentucky bourbon whiskeys. This is 110.7 proof.
Mm-hmm.
As you can see, I'm making my way through this, making my way downtown.
Making my way. Oh,
110. Right, yeah. 110.7 proof. Finished with toasted sugar maple wood. What I assume they're doing with that, and I didn't confirm. Maybe I should have done some research here. What I assume they're doing with that is finishing with staves, kind of like we talked with Blue Note, Crossroads, because it doesn't say finished in the barrels. I feel like if you're finishing in the barrel, you usually say that. Finished it with some different staves.
They drop in the stave. I don't know if it was staves. I assume it was, but they add it to the barrel based on some research I did. So that would be a reasonable assumption.
So I don't believe that the mash bill is out there. I couldn't find it. What I was saying said they couldn't. Do you have a mash bill for this? So it's a little higher rye than a lot of Tennessee whiskeys are, but.
No, I couldn't find a mash bill.
Not that for I this saw. One.
No.
I know it's a. This is a blend by Marianne Eves, I think, who's like the master distiller or was master distiller at Castle and Key.
So. And we know that this is a brand that is associated with Peyton Manning and Andy Roddick. At least they have some of this, the Sweetens Cove, right? Sweetens Cove?
Sweetens Cove, yeah.
All right. So they do some of that.
Like the golf course.
They do, and I don't know what that, don't golf. It's outside of Chattanooga, Tennessee. I do know that. And I do know that they do an annual release. So it changes every year. I think 2021 was like a 13-year-old, allegedly a Dickel product. And that was like $200. This is, I think, about 60-ish. Although
yeah,
TJ, you didn't pay for it, right?
Approachable product. Yeah.
So it changes every year based on what they're trying to accomplish that apparently drastically. I mean, to go from a sourced Tennessee, fully Tennessee whiskey 1 year to then a blend of Tennessee and Kentucky with toasted sugar maple wood. Yeah, they're trying some different things.
Yeah.
It's a cool concept for sure. Like I do like the concept. Like we'll talk more about it. Talk more, you know, like the top of it here says Rivals No More, right? Because it's the Tennessee and Kentucky blend. But it's a cool concept. It's also, I know Ben really thinks this is important. It's a heck of a topper. It's a solid topper.
Oh, look at that.
Really nice. Yeah.
Chunky.
I think on the back. There's a quote. There's a Step Brothers quote on the bottle. I think it's something like, "Are we best friends now?" Or we just became best friends.
Yeah.
Solid.
Cheers to friends, old and new, memories and traditions, laughter and legends.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. All right, what do you guys get on the nose?
So I get a ton of caramel off the bat there. Shocking, I know, but also. Yep, sugar, maple. Actually, I like a lot of cinnamon and sugar, right? Some breadiness as well. Reminds me of when I was younger, my parents would make me cinnamon toast. So just toast with cinnamon and sugar and butter on it. And very reminiscent there. A little bit of toastiness as well with like almost like a roasted almond kind of vibe. So yeah, I mean, I think there's a decent amount going on the nose. I find it to be sweet and pleasant.
Yeah.
I think it tastes kind of craft. Sorry, Ben, I just totally cut you off. But I get a lot of like just your classic bourbon with the caramel, some of the cinnamon. Like, yeah. But like it does smell a little craft. Come on, I don't mean that like in a bad way.
Shiny. It's got a little of the shininess also.
Yeah. There's a little like not funk. It's not because it's not pleasant.
Like I feel it's a little bit there. Smells finished. It smells younger and finished. You know,
right? Like it's younger, so it doesn't. It's not. And then it doesn't have all those rich qualities. Yeah, exactly what I'm saying. Throw a finish on it to cover that up.
Yeah,
I get that for sure.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I get that. So I drink a lot of higher proof stuff.
Whiskey.
Yeah, I drink a lot of higher proof stuff, and this smells higher proof. Like the nose is like. Oh, a little
hot.
Those actions. Yeah, it smells hot. So I'm getting a lot of spice, a lot of ethanol on the nose, at least for me.
Wow. Okay.
I get. It's definitely a burn sugar. I can see a burn sugar there, but it's a lot of spice, a lot of cardamom, a lot of clove.
Ooh. Cardamom, huh?
Yeah.
I hardly know them.
Little cardigan in there. If cardamom happens twice, is it cardigan?
That was
pretty good too.
That was all right. He's on a roll.
Not in the first joke.
A little red apple was one other note that I got as well. Like a stewed, like a fresh applesauce. You guys ever do homemade applesauce?
Yeah, for the kids.
Yeah, yeah. So a little homemade applesauce with some cinnamon. There you go. That's what this is in a glass.
Dude, homemade applesauce. Because I leave
underrated, right?
I leave the chunks a little bit bigger. Like I don't want it like pureed like the grocery store does. And yeah, every once in a while you get like a bite of apple in it and you throw the cinnamon. Fantastic. So
underrated.
Back to the show. Okay. I just tasted this and maybe it's because I'm coming off of, a cup of coffee here. I didn't hate this.
You get all coffee notes.
I was thinking, okay. So tastes like Starbucks. No, the first time I had this, I didn't love it. I think it needed to open up a little bit.
We need to rewind there, TJ. Why are you drinking coffee at 9 o'clock at night? What's happening in your life?
Raging, getting ready for party.
Are you going to be up until like 3 a.m.? Is that
good? No, it doesn't really affect me like that. Like I'll go to bed at midnight. It'd be no big deal.
Okay. Anyways,
I'll be up all night. But yeah, so tasted it, and I don't dislike it. First couple times I had it, I thought it was pretty harsh. I thought it was kind of boring the first couple of times I had it. I'm not going to try and like pull notes out from when I had it 2 months ago, but I think I was pleasantly surprised with my first sip.
I'm getting like a lot of, this feels very Buffalo Tracy to me. I know that I imagine that's not what's
it crazy. It seems crazy statement to me,
but it just like just Buffalo. I'm not saying the full line of Buffalo Trace. I'm saying just like the Buffalo Trace, the $30 bourbon of like caramel, cherry, a little brown sugar, a little red apple, like just super bourbon-y. I don't know. It's like it doesn't paint outside the lines. Maybe amaretto's the one thing I think that's a little unique with this. Like it's got some nice density. But so I need to be transparent though, too, fellas. Like the only whiskey I've had the last week and a half or so has been either a peated scotch or a like mesquite smoked Del Bach whiskey. So my palate's a little like.
I've had good stuff the last week, so it's not just you. Yeah, it tastes less craft than it smells. I'll say that. What do you think about that, Ben? Would you agree with that? It tastes a little less craft than it smells.
I don't feel like Ben's loving it. Not to speak for him, but I'm not getting the vibe that he's like blown away right now based on his face.
I mean,
I love everything.
Yeah, it tastes to me like a little Heaven Hill, like a spicy Heaven Hill. It's like higher proof.
I definitely get a little bit of that spicy peanut in it. We talk about sometimes the rye can come through as a peanut, but it's not. But it's not bad, Like we talked about like the old tub and stuff in the past, where like this is terrible. It just tastes like,
rotten peanuts.
Burnt peanuts. I think this has a little bit of that, but it's not bad. It kind of provides a little bit of character. You get some of the spice. I don't hate it. I also think that you kind of get the sugar maple wood. You get a lot of sweetness on it. Like you can definitely tell that. Is how it's finished, which probably helps a lot with that note, with that taste not being as craft. Do we have an age on this, Brendan?
No, there's no age statement on this one.
Yeah.
So I assume there's some young stuff in that blend.
Floating around in that blend.
One thing that I
it's yours. No.
You know, you guys have heard of the, like, the Kentucky Hug or whatever. Whatever. To me, this is like the Sweeten Strangle. You know, it it burns.
The Scranton, like, Strangle.
Yeah, that's a reference to this.
We just watched that episode like 2 nights ago.
Do you guys think it's Toby? Do you think Toby's the Scranton Strangler?
It has to be, 100%.
There's fan theories on there.
Yeah. Toby is a strangler. But I feel like this drinks at or above its proof. You know, I feel like this burns as much as some of my higher stuff. I could be wrong. Again, I haven't had too much whiskey in the past couple days, but I feel like it has some gas to it. Ain't got no gas in it.
Semi-related note. I had my wife smell this before reviewing, and she just said it smells very sweet, which is what they're going whiskey? For.
Right, yeah. Really?
Oh.
Interesting. See, this is not there. Like the most sweet thing I've smelled in my life. You know, just
gobs of sweet because of the.
It's all spice. I get so much spice to me.
How's it finish, Ben?
Sugar and spice and everything nice.
It finishes strangly. You know, like it definitely burns a little bit. I might either my palate is getting weaker.
Probably that. That
or could COVID. Could be COVID again.
No, COVID. I could just.
I hope you have COVID for the eighth time. You have it more than President Biden. It's amazing. Thanks, Biden. The only person that has had it more than him is you.
Yeah. So, okay. So I think it finishes spicy. And then if you can fight through that spice, it gets a little sweet. But you are fighting to get it. You gotta fight it back.
You usually love the fight though for the finish.
I love a whiskey that fights me. I love spice. I love the flair.
He doesn't sound like he's enjoying it. I could be misinterpreting because I haven't seen you guys in like a week.
I don't have anything left in my glass, you know. So like it's not the end of the world.
You took a quarter of an ounce pour.
I think the mustache is ruining his taste and experience. The hair's getting in his mouth. It's definitely getting in like the nostrils where he can't get all the fumes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he needs to trim it.
I feel like I'm getting a lot of fumes from this
thing. What do you think, Brendan, on the finish?
I think the finish is a really nice blend of sugar and cinnamon. I mean, just that's a continual theme for me with this drink. And
a lot of cinnamon. I'll give you that.
And that to me, that proof that one in 110, like to me, we talked about this before. 110 is like perfect proof for like my palate. I don't love 120, 130. I don't love it super gassed up. When you get below 100, it gets a little dicey. 110 is perfect. I think that really shows to me on the finish where I get a lot of spice, but cinnamon, and then that toasted maple wood or whatever finish it is giving a lot of nice sweetness. Guys, to me, cinnamon toast crunch in a glass is what I'm getting here.
Ooh, really?
I'm getting the bready notes. I'm getting the cinnamon, the sugar, maybe with the ethanol too. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of corn, right, that makes up cinnamon toast crunch. Probably is corn in most cereal, so... Yeah, so this is very cereally to me. You don't think there's corn in Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Ben?
I have no, definitely. I've never looked at the ingredients on Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
It's cereal, so I would imagine.
Maybe corn wheat? Toast.
No, they're just saying toast. There's not. I mean, there might be wheat in there too. Hang on, I'm googling it. You guys continue.
It sounds like.
Have you guys ever done? He talked about cinnamon toast. Yeah, so whole grain wheat is the top. Is the top ingredient.
Okay, so thank you.
Sugar, rice, probably flour, wheat. Canola, fructose, salt.
Cinnamon. Oh, fructose is corn.
No, it's sugar.
Sugar.
Fructose is corn syrup.
But it's just sugar.
Fructose corn syrup. It even says in without high fructose corn syrup. I mean. Oh, it says no high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah. Anyway, don't worry about this.
Anyways, this is. Was I the one who wanted to keep this under 15 minutes? My bad.
Terrible pathway.
Okay, one more terrible pathway. He talked about Cinnamon Toast Crunch in a glass. Have you ever mixed Fireball and Rum Chata? Because that truly is Cinnamon Toast Crunch. No, I hate both those, but if you mix them right, the proportion, it is Cinnamon Toast Crunch in a glass. Like, it's really good.
TJ, the trade-off there for that to actually taste good versus if you don't mix it correctly, I don't think that's a risk I'm willing to take.
I'll bring it to you next weekend. I'll see you next weekend. We'll do it.
Yeah, gotta be drunk before I start working. Yeah, thank you. That'll be good.
It's kind of like our last coach. No big deal. Okay, so keep it going. What do we have for rating here? Let's rate and get out before Brendan gets fired.
Yeah, me get fired. I'm canceling your spaces right now.
I'm
also, if anyone wants to sponsor on the bench,
they'd love that take. Here I go trying to like, you know, hook Brendan up with like three sponsors this week. Oh, two. I don't want to give him a third one.
Yeah, but I'm sure none of those will work out for me because that's how
probably not.
Continue. Here I go. I got you.
If this is your first time watching, listening, you get 2 points for the nose, 4 points for the taste, 1 point for the finish, 1 for cohesive and complexity, and 2 points for the value. Adding up to a score of 10, we're going to go low to high here because I think Ben's going to be low on everything and Brendan's going to be high. I think I'm going to probably be in a little the middle here, but we'll see. Ben, what do you think on the nose? 2 points.
I have 2, 1.25.
Ooh. I have a feeling Brendan's going to do the same exact thing. Brendan, what do you think?
I'm going to change what I put in the document beforehand because you're cheating. No, 1.25 for me. And I feel like I was being a little conservative with that. But 1.25, I feel decent about that.
We talk about so many times the nose is the best part of a drink. I don't like the nose on this. I think that that's probably what turned me off the first time of it, having it and not sitting there actually like thinking about the drink. I'm going to go with the 1.25 as well, probably being kind of nice. This could be a 1. I think the nose is the worst part of this. I do think it gets progressively better as the experience goes along.
I think I'll give the part of it.
I'll give the taste a 2.75. I think it's above average. I like the taste. I think it's pretty solid. Brendan?
2.5. Yeah, I think it's a very nice, balanced, traditional with just a few twists and turns in there tasting experience. It's certainly above average in my mind.
Benjamin?
2.
Ooh, very
that's average. I mean,
very average.
I can see why someone would think like that. I think that's reasonable.
Yeah,
I can see why someone with a baby palate would think that.
Yeah. Maybe he has a baby mustache and a baby palate.
Maybe.
Ben, keep it for the finish. You get 1 point.
Did you give your score?
Yeah, 2.75. I started it.
You're at 2.75 on this. Holy ball sack. Okay.
It's good. Weird
thing to get religious about.
1. Okay. On a finish. Yeah, this is a 0.25. The finish ain't great.
Brendan?
I think it's a damn good finish. Ben and I are always way off on the finish, though. 0.75 for me. I think it's a well above average finish with a very nice combination of sweet and spice.
Yeah, I'll go above average here. I'm a little closer to 0.5 than 0.75, but I'll round up because I think I was hard on it. I haven't been hard on it. I take that back. Going back to Ben's score on the finish, he basically described all the things he loves in a finish and then gave this a 0.25 just for what it's worth. Like it fights him. He doesn't, you know, the spice, everything. And then he's like 0.25.
Everything that he has described, I mean, through every layer of this is like that he would indicate that he would like it, but his facial expressions and maybe just, are you in a bad mood, Ben? What's happening?
No, I don't think so, but I mean, maybe
just what you're saying and what you're responding to aren't correlating as I would see it, but that's fine.
That makes sense.
DJ didn't pay a cent for this, so we can crap all over this whiskey.
Yeah. Yeah,
value is going to be through the roof.
Value 1,000. Yeah.
Cohesiveness and complexity. I'll go 0.75 here. I think it is pretty cohesive throughout. It really does stick around with the sweet and the spice, the cinnamon that's in it from the nose to the finish. I think it stays pretty cohesive. It's slightly complex too. Like I think it adds some things in with the sugar, the spice, the fight, the burn. I don't think it's the most complex thing ever, but yeah, 0.75. Brendan?
The exact same reasons for you, TJ. 0.75 for me. This stays in its lane. It knows what it is. A few twists and turns, like I said earlier, for complexity, but not enough for me to give it the full half point on that side of it. So 0.75.
Ben, -4.
0.5.
Oh, 0.5. Look at you.
Yeah.
Okay,
good. I love this. I love how complex and how cohesive this is. 0 points.
Screw you guys. Screw you guys.
So we go into the value round. Ben is at a 4.
Four.
I mean, that's average, but that's pretty low for us.
That's the most average.
Yeah. Brendan's at a 5.25, and I'm at a 5.5. So pretty similar there. The only thing we varied on was the taste. $60 bottle. I don't believe it's terribly difficult to find. In fact, it's on Drizzly right now for $60. Obviously, it could depend on what part of the country you're in.
I think it's limited to like about 10 states or so, TJ. But you can find it if you need to find it. Yeah.
So $60. You know, I think Ben's going to kill it right now. But Ben, what do you got here?
I think this is a below average value. If you are a Peyton Manning fan, then you probably pay this to get it.
The GOAT.
Yeah. I mean, here's what I will say about this. What helps is Sweet'n Cove's other releases are like super premium, like $200. And so if you want to see what the brand is about for 60, this is kind of like your entry level availability, right? So $60. I mean, still, it's not saving it because I there's a lot of things I would buy for $60 before this.
You get 1920 for $60.
Yeah, comparatively. I feel like so I'm going to go 0.75 here. I think it's below average, but I can see why people would buy this. To say you have a bottle of Sweet'n Cove, and people are like, oh, a $200 bottle? And you're like, no, this is $60. You know, but like, oh, I still have Sweet'n Cove. So there you go.
That's your first score, I thought, tonight that made sense. So
that was reasonable.
Congratulations to you. Yeah. Brendan.
Yeah, despite Ben and I being way off on the actual tasting parts of it, his logic for the actual bottle of bourbon
is genius, is unparalleled.
Yeah, it's just adding to the confusion, this conundrum of the
so
Tennessee mind blow for me is your conundrum, much like this whiskey is, Ben. 0.75 for me. It's I wouldn't pay $60 for it if I saw this for $30. Hell yeah, that's a great value. Even $40, I think it's probably what it should be price at, but it is an above average, like solid bourbon whiskey. Yeah.
I think $54.99 would bring it to a one for me.
Okay, that's reasonable.
Well, I'm absolutely rich as heck, and so I'm not gonna squabble about $5. I'm gonna give this a one. So I rate it as an above average whiskey. It's a below average price, so to me that just kind of meets in the middle and makes it an average value. Like Ben mentioned some things that would maybe make it have some good value in it, but again, I don't know that I recommend this, but I did give it a decent score. And so I think a one's fair, but I almost went 0.75 with you guys. So, taking our final scores to 4.75 for Ben, 6 for Brendan, and a 6.5 for me. Aggregate there is 5.75. So
that's actually reasonable.
Yeah, I call it above average. I don't know that you should just rush out to your local liquor store to find this. I will say, Ben, what do you think about this? You talked about the fight a little bit, but it's very sweet. But I don't think it. I don't think it drinks like 110. Like I think it's
You think it's below that?
I think it drinks a little lower with how sweet it is.
No, I think it's closer. It feels like 100 to 105. I'm with TJ. No, I think Ben has COVID. That's the only thing that makes sense.
For sure. So I think that if you're trying to get it up higher proof stuff, if you want kind of a unique bottle, I think there's some value in getting unique stuff. If you're in Tennessee, you're probably a Peyton Manning fan. Go out and grab this. If you're, in Kentucky, you probably
20 drinks lower than that.
Where is Andy Roddick from?
I don't know.
Australia?
That probably makes sense. No, he's American.
Yeah, he's an American citizen.
Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha, Kentucky.
Oh, that's Tennessee.
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I have no idea about that.
I think he was just joking. Okay. So thanks, Josh, my man, Homer Hayes, for sending us that bottle. Really appreciate it. Fun to review, though. I like trying new stuff. If you want to send us free whiskey, we're always happy to take your
always super happy.
Even if Ben craps on your whiskey, Brendan and I will lie to you and tell you that it was good anyway.
Just know that I'm not for sale.
Everyone has a price. But yeah, brutal. Okay. Not you guys have anything else you want to talk about? You want to get out of here? Brendan needs to go. Brendan, you bought something to talk about that, and we'll get out of here.
Yeah, Jason Noe, friend of the show.
No way.
I don't get it. Picked up a bottle of Delbac, which is a New Mexico whiskey for me. I think I talked about this a couple weeks ago, but it finally arrived at the Sinone household. Not that he would have mailed it, because that's not something you can do, but, drove it all the way to Tallahassee. Anyways, it's a mesquite finished American whiskey. You guys know I like a little bit peatier stuff. So for me, right down my alley, or is it up your alley? Down your alley. You don't want to go up someone's alley. Right? Down your alley.
What's your name?
Brendan.
Alley?
I hardly know her. Man, I had all those good jokes at the beginning and I blew it.
All right, for TJ Pittenger, Ben Cock. No, it was a really nice bottle of whiskey. I want to get you guys samples, because even though you're not huge Smoky fans, I do think there's a nice amount of complexity to this and balance as well. So I thought it's delicious. But thank you, Jason, for finding that for me.
Jason sent me a Good Times that I haven't opened just yet. Been a busy last couple of weeks. Back to school, kicked my butt last week, and I'm excited to get into that. It was actually
what grade are you surprised. In?
Never grown up. So greater, I heart. Never mind.
No. No. All right.
So all right. But I haven't opened that yet. I'm excited for it. Thank you again, Jason, for being a good person. And as Brendan plays me off with
the, Eddie, play the music.
Oscars. As the Oscars music starts to play. Hey, if you watched, if you listened, hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, hit the retweet button, hit the share button, all the buttons, hit all the buttons everywhere, all the buttons. We appreciate it. TJ Pittenger, Brendan Snow, Ben Cock for Bourbon on a Budget. See you guys next week. Hey, in like 2 or 3 weeks, we'll actually do real content, not just reviews. So that'll be exciting. Cheers.
Thanks, TJ. Yeah, I'm pursuing an old Forrester barrel strength pick that just came out today. Tommy, so... Anyway, great. Thanks for asking me. I appreciate it.